it's been a difficult 12 months, but this week particularly, is it's difficult. We're all reliving what's happened this time last year. And I imagine from talking to people that they're looking back at this time last year and thinking how good life was and how normal life was, and to change so suddenly.
And everybody's different, how they grieve, how they want to grieve, how they want to move on, when they want to move on. You know, we're talking many, many different people all dealing with life in their own way and at different paces.
That's right. If you've experienced loss, which most of us have, the grief will hit you at different stages and at unexpected times. And that first year, you know, you're still reeling from what's happened. And I really believe that it'll be from now on, Greg, that we will need the services here in Chrysler over the coming years to help people to deal with this. As I say, everybody's at a different stage at the moment.
Yeah, and you even see differences within families. We're all so unique as human beings, and that's what we have to be conscious of. What is happening on Saturday? There's a commemoration for those who lost their lives in the tragedy, and their families, of course, increase. So that'll take place on 3 p.m. on Saturday, and then there's a mass then in the evening.
Yes, so we will have a service at 3. The road will be closed from 2 until 4 that day. And the service will be for the families, for the community, for the first responders, those that were there in the day. And indeed, those first responders are just many of the locals that helped out that day, and people that happened to be there or passing through Chrysler on the day. So they are all invited to attend on Saturday. And but I suppose what I'd like to emphasise is that it's very much about the families.
Yep.
It's very much about the families on Saturday, and respecting their privacy as they just try and come to terms with the first year anniversary of a terrible loss.
Yeah, and I think we all have to be conscious, and in the media, and I don't think it's necessarily something that we have to be concerned with locally, but certainly nationally, that, you know, the people directly affected by this, it's very, very recent. They will hear and see what's being said. Do you know what I mean? And sometimes when something's far removed, the media seems to move past it very quickly. But I think everyone has to be conscious that this is still current. This is still now. The tragedy is still now. Do you know what I mean? It's not historic, Magella.
No, it's not. And you're right when you say that people, I suppose, outside of the community, and they do tend to move on. You know, it's news for a while, and then. But I think, this week is bringing it all back, and I suppose with the influx of media and that towards into the community again, it is definitely it's a harrowing experience for everybody. And in saying that, though, the media and their coverage so far has been very respectful.
No, I get you.
Very respectful and very professional.
I think there comes a point then, though, too, that you have to leave people to try and move forward. And you talked about those affected by it being invited to the commemoration at 3 p.m. on Saturday, and also the 7:30 p.m. vigil mass. And it's a lot of people, because it's those that were that have been directly bereaved by it. But it's the wider community, and you know that community spreads far, far and wide. We had first responders that didn't know if someone that they knew was perished or was caught up in it. It was just such a local charity, but a local tragedy, sorry, but the ripples just went far and wide because of the size of our community.
Well, that's right, Greg. It's not only Chrysler that's been affected, you know, and it's something that we don't forget about, that there are communities close to us now that are going to be forever entwined with Chrysler. They have lost their loved ones too, by chance, that were there in Chrysler on that day. And we just need to, I suppose, rally around them, but give them that space as well to grieve and to remember their loved ones. It's 10 souls, and the ripple effect of that is far and wide.
Yeah. James O'Flaherty, Jessica Gallagher, Martin McGill, Catherine O'Donnell and her son James Monaghan, Hugh Kelly, Martina Martin, Robert Garvey and his daughter Shauna Flanagan Garvey, and Leona Harper. 10 people very, very greatly missed. And then, of course, those that have been injured physically and those that have been scarred emotionally as well, they have a process to go through, and it must be very, very difficult. And I've spoken to people who have post-traumatic stress, difficult sleeping, things that trigger emotions, because it's, as I say, a year is nothing. It's a blink of an eye, and it's still very, very recent. In a way, we know what we have to do to support people, but again, then there's some elements of any tragedy that's unprecedented. In terms of the support the families have received, there's been a lot of it.
There has been a lot of support over the past 12 months. In fact, we couldn't but acknowledge the support that Chrysla has received over the past 12 months. It's been overwhelming. It's been humbling, actually. The supports are there, but I suppose in my role now, it is to continue those supports and to ensure that, as we know ourselves, it'll be after the first year anniversary when the reality will really sink in. And when, as I know, the injured are already living through a pain and a nightmare. The families that have lost their loved ones are living through this, and this will be years of ongoing supports that we will do our best to provide to the community.
Yeah, indeed. And as you say, it's ongoing. In terms just of Saturday, sorry, and I'm sorry to skip back to this, but just to be clear for people who are texting in, the road, the N56 road through Chrysla will be closed on Saturday from 2:30 to 4 p.m. Diversions will be in place, and they're pretty well established now at this point. And in terms of stewards, respect what the stewards are saying in terms of parking and all that type of stuff. That's what you're asking, calling on people if they are attending to do so.
That's right. So it will be the road will be closed as it was last year, and we will have marshals in place. And Father John Joe, he has taken the lead. He has to be mentioned here. Father John Joe has been such a massive support to the community, and it's quite an undertaking. We've never experienced anything like this, and so he has to be thanked for the support that he has given to just not only Chrysla but the wider community, and personally to myself. Since taking on this role, it's quite a new role, and it will have its challenges. Mm-hmm. And he's been an incredible support.
Yeah, because he has to be there to offer people religious support, mm-hmm. Emotional support, has to operate sometimes as a firewall, particularly in the early days between the community and the outside world to some extent. And just because you have a faith, which is incredibly important, it doesn't make you bulletproof either or invincible. Yeah. It takes great inner strength. And I'm sure Father John Joe derives much of that from his amazing faith. But as you say, everyone directly involved with this, it's not a walk in the park by any stretch of the imagination. It's incredibly difficult.
It's very difficult. It is. And it really, Greg, it's day by day. And this week is, I just know from the feedback that I've been receiving, you know, the families, as I mentioned, had requested privacy around this time. But even just to listen to the stories of people that were there on that day, it's definitely bringing back memories for them. And you could sometimes tend to forget until you're speaking to these people just how traumatic it is for them. Mm-hmm. So we really just want to be there to show our respects, but to let the families to let the families grieve.
And over the last year, and it happens organically in the community, and I mean, obviously I'm not from the community, but, you know, was aware of certain things that were going on and how things were progressing. And it was like some really early on understanding that there was some very special moments for children, for an example. Do you know what I mean? Be it through sport, mm-hmm. or mm-hmm. To see tractors or whatever it might be. And that was all accommodated so as that obviously they can't be completely insulated. But I thought people were really brave in recognising that in a terrible time of sadness and darkness that you have to let in the shots of light and have those experiences for the community. And that started really quite early on and has continued, isn't it? And it's a balance that has to be struck. But I think the people of Creasle and surrounding areas and all those affected by it have done really well in that regard, if I've phrased that correctly, Magella.
Yeah, you have. I mean, Creasle, before this tragedy, Creasle was a village that, like many rural villages, suffered a lot after the recession. And the Creasle Community Association was formed, and it really was a community that they wanted to see that community thrive. And you can see it now more than ever after the tragedy, that we realise that we'll never forget. Life will never be the same in Creasle. And
you don't want to be defined by it.
But we won't be defined by it. But as I say, we won't forget.
Yeah.
But we're on a journey, Greg. Yeah. It's a journey. You couldn't say that we're moving forward. It's a journey of healing. It's a journey of regeneration. Yeah. And it's really just about, honestly, it's just about togetherness and creating that community. We have a great, and it might sound like a cliche, but we've always had a brilliant community spirit in Creasle.
Mm-hmm.
And Creasle has suffered a lot of tragedies over the years, and particularly with young people. And so I believe that we've been a great example, I think, myself, to what community resilience is all about and community spirit. And it would be my goal to continue that.
And you have to create an environment, as I said earlier on, where everyone moves within their own pace comfortably within that. A community hub is being established in Creasle. At what stage is that at? I think it's been greenlit at this stage. And what will its function and purpose be?
So the community hub, we, as I had mentioned earlier, we've received so much support from around the nation. And within that support, there was funding from the Department of Rural and Community Development to develop this, what we'd call a resource centre. So out of that, we received funding, and the funding would cover, I suppose, pastoral care to continue with our small key community development and future infrastructural projects that would be in the pipeline for Creasle. And one of those projects now, or this funding, I suppose, was granted to develop a community hub. So we've secured a premises on the main street in Creasle. It was a derelict building, and it has since been developed, not quite finished yet, but should be hopefully ready by the weekend, just to offer a drop-in service really after the service. And what we'd hope to achieve from that, Greg, would be to link people to the services that are available. Not everybody is aware of the pathways or who you need to get in touch with.
Mm-hmm.
So we will provide drop-in services, which has already been provided in Creasle, but we will keep that going. So counselling services, social work services, psychology services, and we'll also have citizens' advice, MABs. We'll hope to have some health and wellbeing programs, educational programs. And once again, I can't stress enough, it's really just about keeping the community together.
Yeah.
And this resource centre, I think, will be vital to do that in the years ahead.
This is a matter really for the people of Creasle and those outside Creasle affected by this. But in terms of the site of the tragedy, has a decision been made on its future, or is that an ongoing piece of work? And obviously that's going to be a very sensitive area, one which I'm not getting into, but just some people asking themselves as to, do we know what is or isn't happening there?
Right now, no. There would be no information at all in that, Greg.
Mm-hmm. No. Okay, that's no problem. It was just in response to a few people messaging in. I take it that the people affected by this got the sense of the impact that it had on many, many people, did they, and feel the support from around the county, around the country and far beyond?
Yes, the support, I mean, the nation, the support's been from around the world, even just in when it comes to messages of support and the thoughts and the prayers that are with everybody. It's just overwhelming. There's no other words for that. It certainly would keep a community going, and it's comforting. It's comforting for us, and it will continue. Just if you look back at the recent 25th anniversary of the the Omagh bombing. Mm-hmm. And we looked at that and I listened to people being interviewed and I realised that 25 years on, to many of those people, it's still like yesterday. We have to remember we have a long road ahead and that we need to continue the supports, and we're thankful for the support that we have received.
Yeah, and definitely you can see that, and everything that you would hope to be done mm-hmm. is being done, and to address the consequences of the tragedy, but also to use the opportunity through the hub to generally lift the area and support people, which I think is fantastic. It's only a year, and it's for different people, they're at different stage of their grieving process. But I think to a person, Saturday is going to be very, very tough. And we hope everyone finds the strength they need to get through it and gets from it what they will. It's not just those directly bereaved or injured, but it's lots and lots of people. I think everyone has a memory and have been affected by mm-hmm. that tragedy, and we'll remember them all on Saturday at Magella.
Yeah,
and not just one day, obviously. But
that's right, but Saturday will be more poignant. Mm. It's bringing it all back for people, not that we'll ever forget, but it's affected not only the community of Chrysler but far and wide.
Mm. Okay, Magella, you've a very important job, and it's clear they've got the right person for it. Magella, we really appreciate you calling Dan to us today. Magella McFadden, Community Links Officer for Chrysler. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.